Blog Talk Radio.
Now that's what I need to hear.
Yeah, I can hear it.
That's the way I want it. No, I don't.
Thank you so much.
Okay. And don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation.
Exactly what we want, children. We want salvation, and that's the deliverance from our sins and its consequences. We want to be delivered from that. We don't want any of that. See, I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Psalms. That's in the Old Testament, spelled P-S-A-L-M. Turn to chapter 34 with me, and I am going to read until I get tired. And hopefully you will remember to pick it up when you get ready to. This is a Psalm of David. It says, Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise shall continually be in my mouth. Thank you, God. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked upon Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them, all round about them that fear Him, and deliver them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye His saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken, that means to listen unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What then is he that endureth desire life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. I have read to you Psalms 34, verses 1 through 15. May God, our Father, will give you an ear of understanding and learning to listen to what I have said. I said that in Jesus' name, in our Father's name. I hope he hears me. Let us have a word of prayer before we get into today's reading. Father, thank you so much for this day and every day that you have allowed me to say a prayer unto you. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away, although it's been has been raining just about all day long for the last couple of days, but there has not been a disaster. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away, as well as chemical disasters. Thank you for giving us your sheep, sane mind, and excellent health, verity, and allowing us to be obedient to your words that are in the Bible. Thank you, Father, for everything that you do for us, especially keeping the evil one away. And again, thank you for blessing us with prosperity. This is a prayer. Let me stop talking and just say that prayer was in the name of Yeshua, your son's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. Thank God. I know you hear those prayers. And again, I just want to thank you for everything, for blessing me the way that you have in the last few days. I thank you. Excuse me for belching. Sheep. We are going to pick up where we left off at Tuesday. We were in Exodus, the Old Testament, that's spelled E-X-O-D-U-S, chapter 37, verse 36. I will start reading to you there and then continue reading until I hopefully will be able to read to you chapter 38 as well as 39. Let's listen up and pay attention. He overlaid it with pure gold. You know, our Father tells us in Hosea chapter 6, he says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You know what? We are trying to learn as much as we can because we never know when he will return. He says, my teacher told me, my history teacher, when I was going to school about 20, 30 years ago, that we were brought to this country back in 1619. And then I read in Genesis chapter 15 where our father was telling Abraham that his children were going to be taken to a foreign land. Well, his grandchildren or children of the future would be taken to a foreign land. And guess what? We were taken to a foreign land. We're trying to learn their language and all that. So we would be taken for 400 years. So 400 years will end in next year. It'll be 2019. And so I'm looking for sometime after June, our Father in Heaven will come back if they're telling the truth about us being here for 400 years. But I want you sheep to understand that I was reading about a person named, write this down, Noble Drew Ali. And he was here before the Christopher Columbus came. Our American history is not telling us the truth. We need to dig and look and search for ourselves. They did not tell us about Noble Drew Ali. I used to go to the library all the time just to study on my own, and I picked up that on my own. So perhaps we were here longer than what 400 years. We don't know when he will come back. So learn that he's making these overlays. He's overlaying this pole with pure gold. Okay, so if he asks you, well, what were they, the poles were laid up, overlaid in what? You don't say copper. You won't say iron. You will say pure gold. And then in 2 Timothy, verse chapter 2 and 15, it says, study to show yourself approved. I think that when our Father comes back, he is going to ask some of us questions. And maybe that will be our answer. Might be the reason why we will get into heaven. I never know. We are to study to show ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and vain babbling. You know how some of these people start talking in tongues, they say, but they are babbling, because when you talk in tongues, you're rushing water is coming through. It makes you feel good, and you don't want to stop. I tell you that because it happened to me one time only. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, if that was not you, don't let it happen again. But I've been wanting it to happen, and he has not let it happen. Let me go back to verse 26 of chapter 37 and read on. And hopefully will not stop until I am about finished with whatever I am for this lesson, whatever I'm going to read for this lesson. Let's start at chapter 37 of Exodus and at verse 26. And he overlaid it with pure gold, both the top of it and the sides thereof round about, and the horns of it. Also he made unto it a crown of gold round about. And he made two rings of gold for a crown thereof by the two corners of it. And I'm wondering if he's talking about the mercy seat. Let me read on. And for under it crown thereof, by two corners of it, upon the two sides thereof, to be placed for the stays, and stays of poles to bear it withal. And he made the stays, again, the stays are poles of the shiptin wood, and it's in the other Bible it says acacia wood, and overlaid them with gold. And he made the holy anointing oil and the pure incense of sweet spices according to the work of the apothecary, and that is a pharmacist or a person that makes the different ingredients to make whatever they're trying to make. Now, we have finished reading chapter 37 in its entirety. Now, let's go to chapter 8. And he made, chapter 8, verse 1. And he made the altar of burnt offerings of shifting wood. 5 cubits was the length thereof, and 5 cubits the breadth thereof. Excuse me. It was 4 square and 3 square of height, therefore. Verse 2. And he made the horns thereof on the 4 corners of it. The horns thereof were of the same, and he overlaid it with brass. There's a difference. See, in some places he's overlaying it with pure gold, and in some places he's laying it with brass. Verse 3, and he made all the vessels of the altar, the pots and shovels and the balsam and the flesh hooks and the fire pan and the vessel thereof made he of brass. And he made for the altar a brazen grate of network under the canvas thereof, beneath under unto the midst of it. And he cast 4 rings for the ends of the grate of brass to be placed for the stove. Let me read that. Verse 5. And he cast 4 rings for the 4 ends of the grate of brass to be placed for the staves. And the staves again are poles. And he made the staves of shifting wood and overlaid them with brass. And he put the staves or the poles unto the rings on the sides of the altar to bear it withal. He made the altar hollow with boards, and he made the laver, and I looked that up. That was that word, L-A-V-E-R, means bows, brass, and the foot of the brass of the looking glasses for the women assembling, which assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he made the courts on the south side, southward, the hangings, the curtains of the court were of fine twined linen, 100 cubits. Their pillars were 20, and their brazen sockets 20. The hooks of the pillars and their filaments were of silver. And for the north side of the hanging, again, the curtains were 100 cubits, for their pillars were 20, and their sockets of 20 brass. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. And for the west side were hangings or curtains of 50 cubits, their pillars 10, and their sockets 10, the hooks of the pillars and their pillars of silver. Eastward curtains, eastward 50 cubits, the hangings or the curtains of the one side of the grate were 15 cubits, of the pillars 3, and their sockets 3. And for the other sides of the court gate, on this hand of that hand were the curtains or the hangings of 15 cubits, their pillars and their sockets 3. All the hangings or the curtains of the court round about were of fine twined linen, and the sockets of the pillars were of brass. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver, and the overlaying of their chapters of silver, and all the pillars of the court were fillets with silver. The hangings of the gate of the court was needlework of fine twined linen, and 20 cubits was the length and the height, and the breadth was 5 cubits, answerable to the hangings or the curtains of the court, and their pillars were 4, and their sockets of brass 4, their hooks of silver, and the overlaying of their chapters and their fillets of silver. All the pins of the tabernacle of the court round about were of brass. This is the sum of the tabernacle, even of the tabernacle of the testimony, as it was counted according to the commandments of Moses for the service of the Levites by the hand of Itamar, sons of Aaron the priest, and Bezuel, the son of Uri, and the sons of Hur, and the tribe of Judah, made all the Lord's, made all the Lord's command Moses, and with him was a hollow bed and a hismash of the tribe of Dan, the engraver, and the cunning, and the cunning here means skillful workmen, and the embroiderers in blue and in purple and in scarlet, and scarlet means red, and fine linen. So if someone asks you what were the colors, you will say it's purple, scarlet, and fine linen. Verse 24. All the gold that was occupied for the work in all the work of the holy place was 29 talents and 730 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and the silver of them that were numbered of the congregation was 100 talents and 1,703.15 shekels, and the shekel of the sanctuary, a Ka. Every man, I'm going to say it's Becca. The word is spelled B-E-K-A-H. For every man, that every man is half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. For everyone is went to be numbered from 20 years old and upward for 600,000 and 3,005 and 50 men. And of the 100 talents of silver were cast the sockets of the sanctuary and the sockets of the veil, and 100 sockets of 100 talents, a talent for a socket. And of the 1,775 sockets, he made hooks for the pillars and overlaid their chapters in filament and filled them. And let me read that verse again. Verse 28. And of the 1,775 shackles, he made hooks for the pillows and overlaid their chapters with filled them. And the brass of the offering was 70 talents and 2,400 shekels. And therewith he made the shekels, verse 30, and therewith he made the sockets of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and their brazen altar and the brazen gate, great of it, and all the vessels of the altar, and the sockets of the court round about, and the sockets of the court gate, and all the pins of the tabernacle, and all the pins of the tabernacle round about. Very good. Ah, that is the reading of chapter 8. So you will know that with the hanging, the curtains, he had like the blue, purple, and gold. And with the other things, he made them of what did he make them of? He overlaid their chapters with, completed them. He overlaid them with brass. Okay, remember too that he talked about brass and of the pins. Now let's get to chapter 39. We're almost finished. I think this, it ends. Let's start reading chapter 39. Excuse me, I had to burp. Excuse me for that. Let's read verse 1 of 39 and continue until it's time for me to go off the air. And the blue and the purple and the scarlet, they made cloth of service to do service in the holy place, and made the holy garments for Aaron, and as the Lord commanded Moses. And he made the ephods of blue, and he made the ephods of gold, blue, and purple, and fine twine. So remember those colors, just in case he asks you what he made the ephods of, and you will say gold, blue, purple, and scarlet, and fine twine linen. Verse 3, and they may, and they beat the gold into thin plates and cut it into wires to work it in blue and in the purple and in the scarlet and in the fine linen with cunning work. That's cunning means skillful work. They made shoulder pieces for it to couple it together by two edges was it coupled together. And the curious girdle of the ephod that was upon it was of the same, according to the work thereof, of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen, as the Lord commanded Moses. And they wrought onyx stones enclosed in ouches of gold, graven in signet are graven with the names of the children of Israel. And he put them on the shoulders of the ephod, that they should be stones for a memorial to the children of Israel, as the Lord had commanded Moses. You know, there is no other people than the children of Israel that this Bible is talking about. And just as the man that killed those people up on, I think it was Thursday of this week, he says, you know, he went into a temple and he shot up those people. And he said, they are the children of Satan. If you read the Bible, Exodus, he was correct in saying that he thinks they are the children of Satan because they're saying they're Jews. And that's what the Bible says in Revelation chapter 2 as well as chapter 9. 2 and 9 and 3 and 9 in Revelation. Both those chapters say those people who say that they are the Israelites, the children, the Bible says that there are the children of Satan. So that man who shot those people up was correct on one sense, but you just don't do that. But he was correct in saying what he did say. Verse 7. And he put them on the shoulders of the ephod that they should be stoned for a memorial for the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses. And he made the breastplate of skillful, the word is cunning artwork, is skillful work. The work of the ephod of blue, gold, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen was four squares. They made the breastplate double. A span was the length thereof, and a span the breadth thereof, being double. And they set in four rows of stone. The first row was of sardis, topaz, and carbuncle. This was the first row. The second row, emerald, a sapphire, a diamond. The third row, a liquor, an agate. That is spelled A-G ATE, and Acamus. And the fourth row was Beryl, Onyx, and Jasper. They were enclosed in ounces of gold in their enclosing. And the stones were according to the names of the children of Israel, 12 according to the names, like the engravings of a signet, every one with his name according to the 12 tribes. Well, now, he had one daughter named Diana, but he's just counting the men here. And he had 12 sons by 4 different women. Verse 15. I was thinking about something else. Let me read verse 15. And they made upon the breastplates chains at the ends of the breast pure gold. And he made 2 ounces of gold and 2 gold rings, and put the 2 rings in the 2 ends of the breastplates. And they put the 2 wrethrens, and spelled wrethren, chains of gold in 2 rings on the end of the breastplate, and the 2 ends of the breastplates of the brethren chains were fastened in the 2 ounces, and put on them the shoulder pieces of the ephod before it. And they made 2 rings of gold and put them on 2 ends of the breastplate upon the borders of it, which was on the side of the ephod inward. And they made 2 other rings, 2 other golden rings, and he put them on the 2 sides of the ephod underneath toward the fore part of it, over against the other coupling of above the curious girdle of the ephod. And we're going to stop here at verse 21 of chapter 39, because there are other things that I want to tell you. Let us have a closing word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for allowing me to bring your words to your children. Thank you for protecting us, as always, from the evil one and his imps. In Jesus' name, better known as Yeshua, thank you. Amen. Now, the other things I want to tell you, that Jacob had a daughter named Diana, and she was the daughter of Leah and Jacob. I also want to tell you who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris. I will say happy Sabbath to you. Since the evening starts the new day in the Bible, read Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Read it for yourselves. You to keep this time holy. Sabbath starts on Friday evening and it ends on Saturday evening, just in case you may not know. And I wish that you sheep who were listening to me and wanted to take notes had your pens and pencils handy so that you can jot down some of the things that I have made, that I have told you. Now, I want you to pick up reading in chapter 39, verse 21. That's where I left off. So I want you all to pick up reading and then read chapter 40. Hopefully next week I will be finished with this chapter, Exodus, and then we could start in the chapter reading Leviticus. You should know those things. Let me just tell you this, who the 12 tribes of Israel, his sons were: Judah, the American Indians; Benjamin, the West Indian blacks; Haley, or Levi, they are the Haitians; Ephraim, the Puerto Ricans; Manasseh, the Cubans; the Cubans; Seminole, the Dominicans; Zebulun, that they are the Guatemalans or the Panamanians; Gad, the Native American Indian; Reuben, the Seminole Indians; Asher, Colombians, as well as Uruguay and Aztec; Issachar, the Mexicans; and Naphtali, the people of Argentina and Chile. All those people are of color. They have a light color, a light, you know, tan-like, and then brown like me. But then there are dark brown. But all those, the 12 tribes of Israel, if your white preachers would tell you the truth, and say, well, some of them will lie to you about this day that we just had passed, Halloween. That's not a day of our Father. It's not a festival of our Father. And I should tell you those, you know about the Sabbath day and the Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Pentecost, the Day of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, the Day of the Day of Atonement, is the Feast is the Day of Tabernacle, then the last great day. I will expect to hear you, listen to you all. You all listen, come back Tuesday at 11 o'clock. And we will finish our reading, hopefully, the book of Exodus. Remember, our Father God, our Father loves you, and I love you too.
Father,
if you have a chance, purchase my
Help Your Children
from Amazon, the passing,
and don't let them fall,
the broken plan
by the side of the road, and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. And I know He loves forever in my heart. We've got to walk on.
You got to walk on through.
Walk on through temptation, 'cause He will be our open hand. salvation.